Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Miles in Orland Park, so you're dating somebody, but it sounds like there's something that she doesn't like about you.
My girlfriend doesn't think I'm manly enough.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that phrasing.
Yeah, what even does that mean?
So, like, I've never really felt insecure about my manhood.
Sure.
But ever since I started dating this girl, like, she makes me feel super beta.
Oh, this is interesting. Why?
It's because, like, her dad and her brother, they're, like, blue-collar, hard-working men. You know, they work with, like, these big machines. They get dirty and stuff. And, like, I'm a marketing consultant. I work in an office in the Loop.
Oh, okay.
The Loop is manly. Lots of concrete buildings.
Yeah, the trains, they're loud. It's manly. So,
how does she phrase it when she says it? Like, what is an instance where she's called you or made you feel
not manly?
She, like, makes these little jokes. She's like, oh, never piss my brother off. Oh, my God, he'd kick your ass.
Oh.
And, like, she's like, my dad asked when you're going to get a mani-pedi. And, like, it's kind of bullying-ish type of comments.
Wow.
She even joked about fixing stuff around the house. She's like, oh, can you change a light bulb or do you need to watch a YouTube video first?
Like, oh,
wow.
And have you...
So you're getting bullied by your girlfriend.
Yes.
Have you guys always had this type of banter back and forth relationship, or is it a lot of her teasing you and you kind of taking it?
I mean, it's mostly just me dealing with it because it's not that, you know, it's like not that big of a deal, but
it's bugging you enough to talk to us. Have you expressed to her, like, I don't like when you talk to me like that?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
How did she receive that?
She was like, you're being a little bitch. Build a bridge and get over it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And building a bridge would be a very manly thing to do.
So you could scratch that off your
system. Yeah.
But I understand that these comments are starting to get to you, and you've tried communicating them, and they haven't really been... It hasn't changed anything. What I will say is this seems to be her way of joking in general, whether it's okay or not.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this means that she is genuinely kidding and she doesn't see you as anything less than the man that you are and want to be.
I am too. I will ask you, you know, because so far we've heard you say that your girlfriend makes you feel like you're not manly enough to be with her, and then she makes all these mean comments to you. Can you tell us something redeeming? Like, why would we consider staying with somebody who's, like, bullying us?
Like, I know it sounds, you know, bizarre because all that stuff, but I mean, she's an incredible cook. She fosters animals. Like, she's also really good at, I guess I'll say, in bed.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, she's taking in charge in bed. Do you ever think that maybe that's also why she's calling you a beta? Because she wants you to
take
handle
charge?
Business?
I mean, yeah, I haven't thought about that. All I know is, you know, she's kind of stuck on how manly I am. And so, like, I don't know. It's making me question the whole relationship.
Okay, this is very interesting to me. So, if you're just joining us, it's Miles in Orland Park. And his girlfriend has essentially said time and time again that he's not manly enough for her and makes jokes about him not being manly, has said things like her brother could kick his ass.
Oh,
which,
I hate that.
You never want that. That would piss me off. Can you be in a relationship with somebody who bullies you? A, so there's a couple things here.
Yeah.
A, that she's bullying him. B, that she's going out of her way to make him feel not enough.
Like a little emasculated?
Emasculated, yeah. And that's, oh man, that sucks. And do you, before her, you said that you never felt like you were not man enough. Do you feel, would you consider yourself like a guy's guy, a manly guy?
Yeah, you know, I'm not like, I don't know. I guess what makes it frustrating too is I'm not even the type of guy that she's making it sound like I am.
Right.
You know, like I watch sports, stuff like that.
So there's never been a time in your life where you have felt less than other men
right.
until now?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Huh.
Let's see if this could be a match or a mistake. I think we need to hear from some guys that maybe are dating more, I don't want to say more powerful women, but more out there, strong-headed women.
Right, because sometimes the dynamic isn't what people would consider like traditional in some ways. 877-591-9696. Can this be a match or is this a mistake?
Or does she need to go find herself
a burly man? Yeah, a lumberjack. again, 877-591-9696. Manny needs some help today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's up to you to this.
It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake, which is brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. So we have Miles in Orland Park, and his girlfriend is essentially his bully. She kind of gets after him about not being manly enough.
Which, like, what does that even mean?
She compares him to her brother and her dad. She says, oh, can you change this light bulb, or do you need to watch a YouTube video first? So, like, and he's like, yeah, he's like a corporate guy. He works in like an office in the loop. He's not like getting his hands dirty. On some level, I've gotten this from like my dad and my brother, and they've always been like, you're like an indoor guy. Your hands have never gotten dirty in your life. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They've never gone as far as to say like, you're not manly, but sure, it's implied on some
level. It's implied. I think it's also really interesting that she's looking at her boyfriend and thinking, you should be more like my dad and brother, because no.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Something Freudian happening there that she needs to figure out. But really, the question is, can this be a match, or is it a mistake for them to continue in this relationship where he's getting bullied for not being manly enough? I'm sorry, is it Nia? Nia?
It's Neha.
Neha. Okay, Neha, I'm wheeling. You say it's a mistake, and what are your thoughts? Why do you say it's a mistake?
Yeah, so I think in a relationship, you respect one another, and, you know, the bullying is one thing, but then he tried to talk to her about how he was feeling about it, and she didn't seem to really respect his feelings and told him to build a bridge and get over it.
Right.
I would never do that to my husband when we were dating or now.
Yeah, and look, I understand in a lot of cases women are attracted to somebody who can build things, who can work hard, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about a lumberjack.
I get it. And like, if I ever go do work on my car or something, I make sure my wife sees my hands.
Like, look at this baby, look what I did.
Yeah. But I would not love to be like made fun of, essentially. You don't want to be made fun of by the person that you spend all your time with.
Right. So, yeah. And it does come down to respect, Neha, because she should respect the fact that he has the job he has as well.
Yeah.
I think two things can be great at once at the same time.
Well, thank you, Neha, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Jessica in Elk Grove Village, you say it's a mistake as well. What are your thoughts?
I feel like it's emotional abuse. And if you were the one bullying her and talking to her like that, then she'd have a whole army behind her saying, oh my God, you need to leave him. He's so mean. It's very disrespectful. I would never talk to my husband like that. Why is she even with him if she doesn't think he's manly enough anyway?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what attracted her to him in the first place? If, like, because it seems like this is a very common occurrence. This isn't just, like, sometimes.
Right. And then also, I think you're very right in the whole the roles being reversed thing. Because imagine if like, you were to tell your wife, you would never. But imagine if you were to tell your wife that she's not womanly enough.
Oh,
and then it's
God,
like, well, what does that mean? And you start getting into the gender roles. And you're like, well, you don't cook enough. Or you don't clean enough. Like, that would be terrible.
A messy situation.
I know.
Yeah.
I really like when we flip perspectives, because I do think sometimes, and I hate having to defend a man, sometimes, don't turn the music down for this. Sometimes,
Hold on, actually.
No, don't do this to
hang on for what Carla's about to say.
Sometimes we let ladies get away with doing stuff to men that we wouldn't the other way around. Sometimes,
okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Jessica, for your perspective, and have a great day, okay?
You as well.
Bye, Jessica.
All right. 877-591-9696. Again, it's Miles in Orland Park, and his girlfriend is kind of his biggest bully, and she bullies him for not being manly enough.
He loves her, though.
Yeah, there are good parts about their relationship, but this is making him question whether they should stay together, if it should be a match, or if this relationship is a mistake. So, 877-591-9696. What do you think? It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and coming up at 8:40, we will have a chance for you to win $1,000 with our trivia game, Moog's Mega Minute. Right now, we got Match or Mistake with Miles in Orland Park, who has shared with us that his girlfriend is kind of bullying him and jokes at him a lot about not being quite manly enough.
She literally said that her brother could kick his butt.
And nobody wants that.
And I'm like, why are you even thinking about that?
Yeah, hopefully him and the brother never get in a fight.
Right.
But like, it's really a, you would naturally get defensive and be like, actually, now I want to kick your brother's ass for no reason.
Right.
So we want to know, can this relationship be a match or a mistake? And most people have said it's a mistake, but Mary in Arlington Heights is offering up a different perspective. You say it could be a match, and why?
Yeah, I think it could be a match now, although I don't agree with her approach and saying that her brother could beat his ass and things like that. She may be looking at it as a perspective from, could he provide for her, you know, in the future? Could he be a good father? When comparing to her father and her brother, is he a man in that sense? Not so much in the sense of a lumberjack, but in the sense of a man, of like the man of the house. You know, can provide, be a good father. She compares him to her father, like, oh, this guy would be a really good person long term. Not the sense that he's like a man and like sports and things like that, but I'm just coming from a perspective of dating somebody 7 years younger than me.
Oh.
And I do have children as well. So for me, when I have conversations with him, it's about, are you going to be able to, you know, provide for me, not my children, you know, they've got a father, but for me, and be there for me, and, you know, be a good example to the children, and what does your future look like, you know?
Yeah. So you're saying these are the things she's saying out loud, but she could be evaluating a bigger picture overall.
Yeah, bigger picture overall. The delivery is terrible, and I have to admit my delivery's been kind of bad too in the past, so I have to be sensitive about that. But because of the age difference also, and just, you know, different, it comes from different aspects of life too, like where you came from and why you have to work that hard as well. So that comes into play as when you're looking to, you know, have a man in your life.
I think I get a little curious though, because if she is, you know, evaluating other parts of their relationship and maybe seeing like, oh, I would like somebody who's a little more like my dad in this way that I admire, then why continue to date someone that's so clearly not like that?
Right.
Because if that's what she wants, absolutely.
Yeah.
But go find that instead of beating someone down that you're with because they're not like that.
Yeah, I think you would get to a point. I think I would get to a point where I'm like, if I'm not what you're attracted to or what you're into, that's fine.
Let me go.
Yeah, you
release
know.
Release me.
And,
yeah, I think so as well. Mm-hmm.
I think our summer camping trip when we went up to Wisconsin would have been probably the deal breaker for my wife if she needed like a burly man in that sort of sense. But we made it through that, so we can make it through anything. Thank you so much, Mary, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now back to you. Miles, it's your relationship. It's your life. Your girlfriend kind of bullies you for not being manly enough. But what do you think after everything you heard? Do you think it's going to be a match or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I think it is. I think it's a match. And I'm listening to what people are saying. And maybe it is time that I kind of step up and make sure she knows that I am in charge.
Oh.
like, you know, if her brother wants to act a fool at Thanksgiving, I'm not just going to sit there and take that.
Oh. You better step it up.
Yeah.
Miles.
Yeah, you show him. You know what? You pay me $10,000, I'll let you punch me in the face. Lightly. In front of your girlfriend.
Well, wait a minute. We might be able to make that work.
I don't actually want that.
but I appreciate hearing more power in your voice.
Yeah.
Like, yes, this can be a match, and not only because I'm manly, but because I say so.
Yeah, and maybe don't let your girlfriend bully you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. It just also sucks. That's one of those problems that, like, creates itself.
Yeah.
She'll bully me, and then if I let her bully me, then she's like, why do you let me bully you?
Right.
Because dynamics take two people to create, and I think you've been very kind and stepped back and let her really take charge of a lot of things, and I think it's time for you to
show her you're the man.
Yeah. That feels weird saying because I'm like, yeah, very much.
I'm like, at what point does this become toxic?
Right. We're teeter-tottering. Yeah.
We're wishing you the best.
That's what we're doing as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I needed it.
All right, man.
Yeah, you go out there and you
chop down a tree today, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe not that. My wrist's going to hurt.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.